So in only a few years, I think the world of knowledge work is going to be unrecognizable. And I don't think that's hyperbole. It's a bet I'm making in creating this podcast, in creating this company. If you have a job that involves typing and clicking, processes that you could describe to anyone else, that job isn't going to exist in its current form much longer. For almost every knowledge work position in every company in the world, time is ticking. So this podcast, Civic Dialogue, is because I think it's not a question of whether AI is coming anymore, but how we're going to respond. The way I see it, there's a couple of ways I think companies will shift in the years ahead. Three archetypes. You'll probably recognize them. One of them might be your company. First, there's outsourcers. So they move really fast. They probably hire a large firm, McKinsey, someone selling AI strategy implementation. They get dashboards from it, automations, and probably some increases in speed. They're also the first to slash their headcount to make headlines and to gain a reputation as a cold efficiency machine. Subject matter experts with all your institutional knowledge, they'll head for the exits, putting all these projects at risk. If they're not there to help train an AI, you can't train the AI. The rest of the workforce is anxious, burnt out, and looking for new work. So the ROI comes eventually. And these are the firms that I think become case studies, just those cold efficiency machines. They're going to grow, but they're going to be the poster child for what everybody was afraid of. There's other risks here too. Outsourcers find themselves locked into really expensive, rigid systems. Automations are built without context of businesses. And when the market shifts, as it does, or your business shifts, you lack the ability to adjust, and you're beholden to those contractors. So then there's the delayers, the second type. They read the same headlines as you. They hesitate, though. Maybe they form a task force to explore AI and how they're going to use it. But they talk in circles. They always put off the strategy. They say, let's revisit it in Q3 or Q4. Or they rolled out ChatGPT or Copilot, but without a real strategy, or a way that they were going to measure it. They just kind of gave it to people, gave them maybe a couple training videos, and they're not following up to see how it's really adding value, or they're not unlocking all of the value that they could from it. This might be your company. I think this is going to be a lot of companies. They're somewhere in between kicking it down the road and wading into it. Eventually, it's not that they're lazy, they're just overwhelmed and they're risk averse. They might be worried about the ethics, the regulatory blowback, maybe reputational harm. Maybe they hope the hype fizzles. Maybe they're just waiting for the tech to mature. But while they wait, the competition isn't. And by the time the delayers move, their fate has been decided for them. So they pay premiums to catch up. The prices for talent and for contractors will be high by the time they get to it. They'll never be able to catch that early momentum, that first mover advantage. And by then, they're not building, they're just reacting. So there's a third path. This is the one that inspired me to start this company. I think it's the most ethical path forward for these technologies to exist in our world and not be just something that brings about the end of us. That's insourcing. So these companies don't wait for a consultant to save them. They don't just give you the tool with no guidance. They build with it. They train you, they upskill you, and not just with generative AI, but with automation. Nobody knows your processes better than you. And when you start learning to use AI and automation reflexively, you are going to be among the best in the world at what you do, whatever your career or the career you want. No matter what it is, if you're using these tools, you are at such an advantage now versus most of the world. it should be noted, it isn't easy for companies to do this. Like there's resistance, there's friction, there's confusion over what to do around governance. There's fear because a manager read a headline. There's a lot of things that stop companies from adopting this now. But the ones that do, and the ones that figure out how to work with their people to use it reflexively, are going to be much further ahead, have spent much less to get there, and will be, I think, have the most lasting advantage of the three, even outcompeting those who had the money to invest in a McKinsey or a contractor. I think long-term insourcing is the sustainable way. And you get the added bonus of not being one of those companies in the news that lays off 10% of their workforce because of AI. Like it, I don't think it has to be that way. I think that you can find ways to upskill anyone in your company in using this tool in a way that generates more efficiency for their time and makes them invaluable to you. A super employee that has all of the knowledge that they have about the business, all of the nuance, all the things humans are still slightly better at, and can use it to drive automations and efficiencies. And you're just scaling your workforce. You're just making, if you have two people in the department and you wish you had 10 or you wish you had 100, what could you do with those additional people? That's the way that successful companies will be thinking about it, is how do I simply multiply everything that's working well in my company? How do I enable my team to unlock these tools to do that for us? So that's what I'm hoping to get you to think about. I'll hopefully get the opportunity to talk with experts eventually. I'll talk to real people in real jobs doing this work. I'll break down use cases, challenge any assumptions, and try to teach you ultimately to think reflexively with AI, not just to use it. We'll do that through exercises, thought experiments, and prompts to help you build those reflexes. My goal is to help you become the most informed person in the room when AI comes up, and to help you be among the best in the world in your current career or whatever career that you want to grow into. So if you're a leader trying to navigate this crazy shift, just a worker trying to protect your relevance, prepare for the future, or just a human trying to understand what's going on, subscribe. If you've got someone in your life you talk AI with, send this podcast to them, get them listening with you. And on my website, civic-dialogue.com, you'll find a whole bunch of stuff. I will try to grow what's on there, but there'll be a link to a free self-assessment of you or your company's AI readiness. I've got an offer there to have me deliver a lunch and learn session tailored to your company's current level of maturity with AI, and hopefully much more to come. My name is Eric. Thank you for listening.